The current spoiler warning level is crimson.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of crimson. We're talking about a family of machines from Mobile Suit Gundam Thunderbolts, both manga and anime, and just kind of going through the line. There are some details that are a little plot spoilery as well. So if you haven't seen Thunderbolts, you know, just keep in mind whether you feel like you can be spoiled on that or not, I guess, you know? Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another Mechanista NG, and it's request time. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
And I'm Dylan. Were you tripping a little bit there?
Yep.
Well, because you usually say another episode of Mechanista.
I did. Yeah. I did, and I was like, I guess I'll just keep going with my own thing there. Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure I was right in assuming.
And that I was wrong, yeah. Okay, you got it.
Well, no, it's not about you being wrong, it's about me being right. No, you can feel however you want about that. I just wanted to make sure my observation was correct. You go with what you will.
Okay, fair enough. Make one quick adjustment to our request list. Just balance it out a little better. You know how that goes.
Yep.
And then delete that. Fix this number. Okay. So currently we have two lists of 11. So if we get, I'll roll for which side of the list, and then I'll roll a d12, and if we get a 12, I'll reroll. Okay. First side, less crazy.
Okay.
Okay,
what is it?
You got time, right?
Yeah, I've got time.
Okay. This is the RGM-79.
Wait, what? The gym?
Mm-hmm.
But we've talked about the gym.
Mostly.
What did we miss?
We didn't miss anything. We put off something.
Oh,
it's time for Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt gym. Okay. Well, you say, do you have time, but it's not like this.
Oh, there aren't that many. Oh, well,
yeah, I was going to say, Thunderbolt doesn't actually have a lot. Yeah, the Thunderbolt gym. Okay, yeah. So... the gym in Thunderbolt, quite a bit different than the standard gym design. So, you know, backstory, same as the gym. Go listen to that episode / multiple episodes if you want more on that. But, so I'll just basically go over the design and what's different about this one. So, for the head, you have the standard gym head, though a difference is the design of the Vulcans is, you know, instead of just being giant, like, weird little holes in the head, it's a lot more detailed. I mean, that's just Odagaki's art style in general for Thunderbolt, so you know, you've got more detail overall in the head, but it is a gym head, right? It's very recognizably, yeah, the gym head. Only real other difference that you'll notice from that differs besides the art style is when you hit the neck, you start having the wrapped up joints. The wrapped up joints are because if you are going through a shoal zone in space, you know, somewhere where there's a bunch of, like, debris and whatnot from a space battle, there's going to be little metal things everywhere, and you should protect the joints so that you don't get, like, metal in there.
It's really not different from the gym head that much, but because the art style is more modern and high resolution, it, like, just makes me think about the gym 3.
Yeah. For the torso, you've got, you know, the same collar as the gym, though I do like that you've got, like, this tiered set of yellow, like, vent pieces, like, right in front of the head there, like, on the top of the torso.
Mm-hmm.
And then the armor on the torso is interesting because, like, it appears that the Thunderbolt gym has... So it's weird, right? Because we see, the Thunderbolt gym deployed in multiple areas. So this isn't, like, a unique gym or anything, right? This is... The thing about Thunderbolt is it just uses its designs. It's... Think of it like how Mega Man Zero, that's the same Zero, even though he doesn't look like the Zero from Mega Man X. For all intents and purposes, it's the same Zero. That's kind of the idea with, like, the gyms and stuff here.
Well, specifically, this one is, like, one that's been deployed to a specific region. They have a
variant. Well, you say that, but we also get the ones that are... when we see the battle at Eboku, I mean, it's still these gems.
They don't have that backpack unit, though, right?
No, they do. Do you see that? The picture I link?
Oh, sorry, I was looking at other... Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, all no, right. But the Thunderbolt guy, he just kind of replaces those suits with his versions of the suits.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the thing on the torso that I was mentioning though is if you look on the like the front chest, it almost looks like it has like a reinforced armor over the whole thing, right? Because like it's got this different color. It's got like a light gray going on that is put on top of a darker it's like a gray blue for like the other color. Looks more gray in this art, but we know from, like, the anime and everything else that, oh, it's meant to be seen as kind of, like, a gray-blue. But, yeah, so it's got this, like, different, like, weird armor setup. It does have, like, the chest vents. The chest vents are also using, like, a bunch of tiered vents. Many sections on them, actually, compared to even, like, you know, like, the Gundam, you have three sections, right, on the vent. This has a lot. For the arms, you've got interesting shoulder armor in that the top plate of the shoulder armor has a bunch of, like, verniers all over it. And these are, like, actual real-ass-life vernier-style verniers, right? Just, like, a bunch of small little engine nozzles like that. Just for, you know, being able to control in every direction. And again, people always say, well, why would you have those if you have AMBAC? And I say, why not both?
Yeah.
Anyway, you do have a wrapped up shoulder. So it's interesting because the bicep itself actually appears really small because you have the wrapped up shoulder joint there. So you've got like the wrapped up shoulder, and then you've got like a small amount of bicep armor. And they've got more wrapped up armor for the joints, though you do have on the sides of the arm, you still have those like little circular joint pieces that we're so used to on mobile suits, especially in UC. And you do have a distinct elbow armor, put onto the back of the joint. Then you, for the lower arm, very simple armor, just kind of trying to, this is still a gym. You know, it's detailed because it's Odagaki, but it's still a gem. So you've got, like, square armor with some panel lining on it. The thing that's actually more interesting to me is you have the hands, and the hands are very obviously armored. And this is, like, something I think about with mobile suits a lot. Mobile suits actually having, like, unarmored manipulators is a little... I get why, because they're supposed to be, like, you know, able to, like, have all that movement, so they're not usually armored. But in a way, that's kind of scary, because those would be very sensitive, you know? So it kind of also makes sense for the Thunderbolt style of what if they just had, you know, big armored fingers.
Yeah, they have these, like, you know, fairly slender still, but, like, armored gauntlet looks. And I think they also, like, beyond being practical, they look really good.
I also like the distinct knuckles. Unfortunately, this is lost in the anime where it just looks like they have, like, white hands, basically. Like, you know, just standard mobile suit hands.
Yeah, I mean, you can still see the little bit of the knuckle guard, but it just looks like a weird thing on the hand plating.
Yeah, the thing is, Odogaki's designs, I think, they did do a Thunderbolt anime, and I think the animation in it's pretty alright, and or even pretty good in some bits. I actually really like some bits of it. But these designs are a lot, is how I'll put it.
They're very intricate.
Yeah. Oh, and I do know, we are technically going over the manga version of the design first, even though the anime version of the design is similar to the manga version, but simplified in a lot of aspects, basically. Simpler colors, simpler panel lines, like I mentioned, like, you know, the hands are still kind of armored, but, like, especially in animation, they don't appear so, there's not a lot of differences between them that aren't just, like, detail differences to make it so that they can actually animate the damn thing, though. So for the waist, you've got the standard crotch of a gem with like the Federation V, like as an inset armor piece. You have like a little bump on the bottom, like of extra armor. You have two front skirts though, no diaper on this gem, thank God. And on the skirts are interesting because, like, the front skirts and the side skirts, very simple, very, like, squared in design. The way they're connected is interesting. You have these, like, yellow pieces that are, like, connected into the middle of the body there. So, like, it basically, it looks like the yellow is, like, you know, sticking out, and then you have the skirt just kind of slapped onto those. It's just kind of an interesting setup there. The rear skirt, you just have a singular plate. For the thighs, very simple square thighs. You got some panel lining details on the side and the front, but, you know, they're thighs. You've got wrapped up leg joints, which look pretty good. And it's actually two layers of wrapped up joints, which I think is kind of neat. Like, people have mentioned, like, huh, that looks weird on the model, but, and it's like, oh, well, they must have just did that so the model can still move. But if you actually look at the rear shot of the Thunderbolt gym, it actually has multiple layers of wrapping there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see there's a distinct upper and lower. I just think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool look.
So the sides of the legs, you have the little, you know, the joint pieces to show where the joint is. And then the lower leg is where you get some very different armor, actually, for a gym. So you've got knee armor that has these, like, little four extra armor bumps on the front of it. And then where it gets really weird is the sides of the calves on the lower half of the leg. You've got these sort of hexagonal areas, though, are actually octagonal. Sorry, there are eight sides to this. Like, these, like, yeah, elongated octagons.
Yeah,
rectangular octagons that have four thrusters on them. And it has these on the inner and outer calf. Again, very realistic space vernier look going on with this. Like, you know, sometimes, like, you get the extra verniers and stuff in Gundam, but they're, like, more like thrusters, you know, like the high mobility mm-hmm. Zakus, right? They are thrusters that are pointing every which way. These are, like, really small. Like,
yeah, there's a real like emphasis on responsiveness. It's not supposed to be, like, crazy fast, but it's like you try and make it do a move, it's supposed to do the fucking move.
Yeah, this thing can, like, rotate on a dime is what it feels like it could do. Mm-hmm. The legs, you also have some, you know, wrapped up like areas for the feet there, like right before you, between the leg and the foot, I should say. Then you've got the ankle armor, and then the feet have a very shoe-like look, mainly because, like, so you've got, like, the, you know, white armor on top, and then you've got, like, what would normally on a standard mobile suit be the bottom of the feet in, like, this, in the slate gray, but then it's got, like, extra armor on the bottom of the foot that, like, is kind of tall and is sectioned
forming
in
treads.
It looks like treads. It looks like treads or, like, boots or something. Like, it evokes... It's funny just because these evoke shoes to me in a way that, like, a lot of mobile suit feet do not.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because most mobile suit feet are like, well, it's a flat thing that you can land on and we'll stick a few verniers in there. Whereas this has a real interest in, like, no, you want to get grip with these.
Yeah. It is neat. And then the... Finally, the backpack. So the backpack's a little weird, too, because the backpack... So, in animation, this is shown to be, like, all, like, flat, like, metal, right? But that is not what the manga version is like. Because the manga version, the backpack actually looks like it's covered in some kind of, like... I would assume, like, a heat-resistant cloth or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a cloth, kind of like the armor. But it's just funny to me, because the anime version does not try to evoke this at all. It just looks like a big white metal backpack. But the backpack has... So you've got maneuvering thrusters all around. It's a big square backpack, right? You've got visible mm-hmm. maneuvering thrusters. At the bottom of the backpack, you actually have what I believe those little... is like a propellant tank, like, shoved into it. Just because that's what those little circular parts at the bottom kind of evoke to me. Is like you know, some of the propellant tank designs that you get in the One Year War mm-hmm. designs, and then at the top.
Sorry, I was interrupting real quick because I was looking into this. Well, first I wanted to I'll send these because I already had them queued up, but we'll talk about them in a minute.
Uh-huh.
But this is the material used on spacesuits for the Apollo and Skylab project, and also probably a lot of others. This is called beta cloth, which is this sort of white, loose material. The nice thing about this stuff is it's very resistant to all sorts of, you know, like space threats, including it melts at a temperature of 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jesus.
So you can see why they'd want to use this for space stuff. It's very sturdy stuff.
Interestingly, I should note the high-grade version, even on the anime version, the quote-unquote anime version, does use the cloth texture on the backpack.
Yeah, it's very subtle because it's an HG, and they don't want to go too ham. Just with for their own purposes.
Honestly, if you lined it, it would probably stick out a lot more. For once, Dalong not doing any lining. Oh, actually, something I did notice as a detail because of this, because the art of the manga one is kind of sketchier. It's not like it's like super sketchy art, but you know what I mean. Like, it's detailed, but like a lot of the smaller details can be a little lost. Those things that I thought were the propellant tanks are actually just like even smaller maneuvering thrusters, it looks like. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a set of those on top. The other noticeable thing on the top of the backpack here is you've got the subarm units for the backpack. And these are a pair of arms that are, you know, on the art that you're looking at, they are folded up. Like, you know, the listener at home. Mm-hmm. So you can see that they are folded up, and they're just like really simple arms with like little claw hands. You can see the claw hand in the middle there, and they've got like a bunch of little joints and stuff. And what these are for is for holding shields. This is a thing that some people hate about Thunderbolt that I think is extremely cool. As someone who, even before Thunderbolt, like, kind of was in the mind of fans and or even existed, actually, because let's see, what year is Thunderbolt again? 2012, and I get into Gundam in 2011, so thinking about where my faves popped up, I think I had liked this idea even before. Like, I have always liked subarms, and I've liked using them to, like, you know, do different functions, because I just think it's cool. Especially because it plays with the humanoid form, because we've mentioned before, mecha are cool because they are humanoid, and then they are even cooler because then they play with the form.
Mm-hmm.
And I love these subarm shields. I think they are extremely cool.
I have more complicated feelings about them on the Thunderbolt itself, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
On this gym, it's purely fantastic.
Yeah, they're great. Well, it's just two arms that are holding onto the, it's just two arms that are holding onto, you know, the shields, and that's it. It's just the two.
It's just, look, it's got its hands free, and it's carrying its own cover. It's just a good idea, and it looks cool as hell.
Yep. That's the main thing, is right, it is... Again, people mention, like, oh, it seems like it would be either illogical or it doesn't match or something, but to me, my brain goes, oh no, this makes a lot of sense, because you want your gun arms to be free, and then you can just cover yourself with the shield. The shield just needs something to hold it. You know? Mm-hmm. A shield is not a complex device.
No.
And so I think that that's really neat. You know, it just uses these simple arms to cover every which direction that you would need. The arms do extend a little, by the way, so like they look a little short if you're just looking at them folded, but they do extend a bit. They're just, you know, slightly telescopic, but they are folded mm-hmm. up. I think they are cute when they are folded up. They're just these little arms. Also in the backpack, you have these racks in the middle. Now it's interesting because, like, on the full armor Gundam from Thunderbolt, the you know, there's like a missile pod there in the middle, but that like pops out and pulls out. But here, I'm wondering what those are.
Those are E-packs.
Oh, those are extra E-packs. Oh, right, because that's the other change that they do in Thunderbolt, is they introduce E-packs earlier.
The beam spray gun is still, it's called that, but it's more like a simplified beam rifle. And you can see the E-packs here are a sort of a style, they look almost like little, like, give me a second.
They look like you were playing a 90s video game and that you would pick these up to get more health, to me, is what they look like when they're on the
There backpack. Is a style of, there is a style of weight, like lifting weight, that is like, oh, it just has like a weight with a handle on it. It's not like a dumbbell where it's weights on either end. It's the weight and then a handle attached to the top. Yeah, it kind of looks like that.
About. It looks like a bell almost, but like, yes. You know, it's a weight. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it's interesting because we don't usually see, like, and I think this is something where they'll, because this is the gym, it's an early draft, and with time they will realize this is not as necessary. But like, you don't really need handles on an e-pack. It is more like normal, like humanoid warfare thinking, where like professionals will put like a loop or something on the bottom of their magazine so they can pull it off faster. That's not really a problem for mobile suits because they just eject it.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because actually I think they change. Yes. So here we're going to have to talk about this. This is an anime difference. The anime does not use the e-packs.
Oh, interesting.
Well, if you look at the beam spray gun that the anime version has, it doesn't have the e-pack port on it. And if you look at the backpack, they change it to just make those gray and they don't have the handles. I think that those are just supposed to be like little blocks of like either armor or fuel or something. Because if you look at the Thunderbolt, like the manga version, you can see that's a very different beam spray gun design. Because it has the e-pack on at the bottom of it, and then also the double beam rifle there on the left arm also has an e-pack shoved into the middle of it.
I'm torn on whether or not to include the anime version and manga version as separate ones when it's just like, oh, sometimes they did the manga one but were lazy and shaved off details.
I don't think it was
It's animation realities and stuff.
I mean, like, with the e-packs, I think that's a conscious choice.
Huh.
Well, because that's not just detail that they removed for the, for the beam spray gun. Like, they changed the beam spray gun's design.
But you've also made it so you'd never have to show them reloading it.
That's true, but I have to wonder, though, if, because, I mean, it is, here's the thing, we say that, but it was an expensive anime.
Yeah, when I say lazy, like, I don't really mean lazy. I don't mean lazy in the way of when I don't want to get up and, you know, like, turn off the fan. I mean, like, sometimes you look at your plans and there are corners you cut. There are always corners you cut. I'm not actually accusing them of doing a bad job, just taking it a direction I don't personally like as much.
It's interesting, because I think it could be seen as either way. Like, it's hard to know without, like, having actually, like, asked them. Because, like, there are details that change in the anime overall, too, for other things. But, yeah, so the beam spray gun, though, does not have an e-pack in the anime. But in the manga version, it does. The other thing it only has in the manga version is, on the left arm, it has a small double-barrel twin-beam rifle designed similarly to the full-armor Gundams.
Mm-hmm.
That can be slapped onto the wrist. This is not always used by it in the manga, I don't think, but we see it on most of the ones that we see actually do have it, which is interesting. Also interesting just because, like, you know, normally it's like, oh, the beam spray gun's just like a worse beam rifle and stuff, in a lot of ways. Like, it's an inefficient beam rifle, or I say inefficient, it is more efficient than the beam rifle, because as we know, the beam rifle is over-designed. But at least the original Gundams. But, you know, it's just interesting that it gets, like, the weird, like, twin beam rifle on the arm, though, as well.
Well, you got to imagine, looking at the design of it, that's probably the one you can't reload. Also, it's probably less useful for, like, precision shots, right?
Though you can reload it, because if you look at the middle, it uses the same design of E-Pack.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Looks a little smaller there, but I think that's because this is showing the size it would be if you had mounted it on the arm.
Gotcha.
So normally, like, the perspective on it there is further back than you would think. But, yeah, it does have, like, yeah, the little... It's loaded in the middle, too, which I actually think is kind of a cool place to load it. I guess it makes sense also, but I just think that's neat. So the thing about these, though, so this is... The power level of things in Thunderbolt is kind of scooted up a little. Not that it doesn't really change much, though, right? Because that applies to both sides.
You know? Right.
It's just a way of showing a more... what Odagaki would like more. And I think Odagaki is a good designer. Again, I know that these designs can be controversial for people. I think, overall, I prefer him doing this with the 1 year war and making his own designs that are doing their own thing than getting a billion unique designs, which are the artists of those stories trying to do the same thing, but also trying to make it fit into Gundam. I think it is more respectable to just do the designs and go, I'm going to just redesign everything. IMO.
Yeah.
Because then everything fits, as opposed to, you know, when you get even machines I like the Pale Rider. I mean, come on. That's just the people working on that story going, damn, we want our cool thing in the story. And Odogaki solves this by making everything in the story cool.
It's a good solution.
In the way he likes. And that's why I am respectable towards this. I know, again, I'm not even really arguing with anyone, because I know, like, M turned around on this, which I think is fun. Because I remember M hated these at first. And then M saw enough sights. I think M even had that logic, if I remember right, too. I can't remember if it was on, like, I can't remember when this was mentioned, but where it was just like, oh, I've realized after seeing all these 1 year war, you know, side stories that, oh, yeah, these are fine, actually. You know, I'll take these over, you know, a Ground Gundam any day, personally.
Ground Gundam's bad.
Yeah, exactly. anyway, yeah, so that's it for the base Thunderbolt design. So you had some things you wanted to bring up with those screenshots. Right.
Yeah, mostly just I wanted to point out we get a good view of like the inside of the visor, and it's not like, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, you see eyes behind a gym visor, or you see, and in here it's very specifically, it's not necessarily behind the visor, it's just if you get close enough you can see the way the screen is sectioned up in a way, where it has like two kind of like trapezoid rest. It's like the screen is broken up with like darker sections that aren't lit up, which basically generally have like a pattern sort of like circuit boardy texture, but very, very shaped. They're not random at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a little different from like, you know, I'm linking there, like the way the Master Grade does it. Versus like, oh, we actually have manga art of this too. He has his own pattern for this, but it's the same idea, right? Of like,
right.
You know, obvious detail under there. But
it's like looking at a non-circular flashlight close up when it's turned off. Turn it off first, but you can see like, oh, there's like the strips of LED and, you know, like the way the wires are set up there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Other little things to talk about actually too. So I mentioned like the backpack arms being telescopic, which you can see in this art. I forgot to also mention, though, if you look at the feet, actually, you can see that there's, like, multiple joints in the foot as well. So, beyond, like, you know, it already having, like, the shoes, which would be better for grip, the heel on the back can bend up and down, and then the toe can bend up and down, which we're used to from Gunpla, but to be fair, that's not always intended on designs, right? That's a modern convenience that we happen to get. Oh, and then finally, the other thing I forgot to mention, much like the gym, well, actually, I can't remember. Does the gym use the core block system also? I think it does.
I don't recall.
The Master Grade has a core block. I do know that. So, anyway, the core block is not quite as bad as it is in the show. It's not a core fighter still, but it is able to be ejected, like, purposefully. We do see that with like some of the like with one of the gyms when it gets blown up, how okay, well, it blew up, but only the upper half of it was destroyed, and the cockpit block was still fine, so it ejects out.
It also technically can become the G armor, but you know,
yeah, that's a weird thing that happens in the little short at the end of the first movie that adds a little bit of extra footage. Is there is a G armor that gets deployed, and part of the G armor gets destroyed, and then so the gym is like lost its arm and stuff, so it docks with it, like in very impromptu. I love the end bit there because we get the Saikomyu Zaku kicking the shit out of them, but I think that bit's cool, especially because the Saikomyu Zaku grabs the gym's head and fires the beam fingers like point blank through the like body after gripping around the head, which I think is extremely cool.
That's some good kaiju shit. You gotta love it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so not much else to talk about the Thunderbolt gym, though. That's basically it for, like, the redesign of it and, like, what it has unique going on. It does have some variants that we will talk about. The first one would be, I think, the Gundam head.
Yep.
Which, this is a weird one, because this is a this is the Thunderbolt gym, but with a Gundam head. Right? Like, it is it is a slightly different design also, in that if you look at the backpack, it actually changes the design of the arms, and it doesn't have the upper thrusters. It has those blocked out, mm-hmm. which is interesting. I'm actually curious, because I think this has a high grade. Does the high grade also do that? Or does it just reuse the backpack? I wonder. Just because...
So, I haven't seen much of Thunderbolt at all.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to give a shout-out here to this shot of... they are clearly holding the line in some base or something, and they just have a phalanx here. They have their shields up. They are shooting their guns through it. They are holding the line.
Uh-huh.
Shout-outs to someone actually doing this shit right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's cool. So these are basically, yeah, okay. So I think that this isn't supposed to actually be too different of a backpack from the manga version, because I think the manga version's backpack is also simplified, which is really funny when you get to the models, because the models were originally of the manga designs, and they didn't change them for the anime designs other than the colors. So the designs on the manga are still more, you know, like, detailed in that way. Just something mm-hmm. I think is interesting. This is one of the funnier things. So one, these have Gundam heads solely for the psychological effect.
Of course.
I mean, it does, they do have additional, sensors in them.
No V-fin.
No V-fin, though. And yeah, these are just like, oh, well, yeah, the Gundam is, you know. We do know one of the pilots, which is one of the child soldiers, that we see, that, because what happens is that, deploying at Aboku because the Federation has lost a lot of soldiers are a shit ton of child soldiers. Not just, like, your normal child soldiers like Amuro, but, like, there's a whole company of child soldiers in, that we see in, Thunderbolt that the Federation uses. Like, with the implication being, oh, Amuro and them are actually, like, a normal thing. Like, the Federation does just let 16-year-olds sign up for the military.
I mean, they make comments to such an effect in 0079.
They do. Know? They do. We don't really see it, but
right.
They do. Yeah. It's just fun. It's just funny in Thunderbolt, because there's a bit where, like, you know, they're like, okay, well, we're going to send out a bunch of child soldiers, and then they just get fucked up because they're all in their gyms and they're getting sniped by a big gun unit, if I remember right. And they don't know what to do. They're just like, oh, we're being sniped and we're being outranged and we've been deployed and we're supposed to fight. What do we do? Like, we don't actually know, like, what to do when the enemy outranges us. We don't have that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and so it's just, it's kind of fucked up, but also, like, it's supposed to be. And, you know, it's not like Gundam isn't fucked up about this in a way. So, yeah. You know. But yeah, so the Gundam head version, though, just the psychological attack version, that it has a slightly different head. This uses a twin beam rifle as well. This is a larger one. It is more similar to the Full Armor Gundam's version of it, where it's like the larger barrel beam, like mm-hmm. twin beam gun.
Even in the anime, they let it have it.
Yeah. Ironically, in the anime, they don't use the beam spray guns, but that's probably because I don't think we actually see them being used more. Whereas, like, we can see, like, you know, these are the ones that pop up in the manga. And also in the manga, some of them, even though it's a little hard to see in this photo and it might be in a different thing, some of them actually have an assault rifle instead of the, beam spray gun that has a, grenade launcher, and it's a bullpup style one. So
this, I think, art is so good. For not just the level of detail, but like the way they're drawing, like, this attacking and, like, landing on the surface with the blasts makes it look like it's water.
Yeah, it's really
cool.
I love, like, the way that you know what he does that I like is, like, if you look at the shading up top and the shading on, like, the ground, the way that, like, the shading is all emanating away from, like, the drop force, basically,
mm-hmm.
looks really good. Just a very dynamic art. There's a reason this fucked up the guy's hands, though, and he cannot draw like this anymore, sadly. Because he... I, I, I can't remember if he doesn't, if he's just tried relaxing his drawing, or if he's drawing with his non-dominant hand or what, because there's, like, rumors going around about that. But basically, later volumes do not look as nice, and he had to go on several hiatuses. And it seems to be because he was drawing in an untenable style that you just cannot keep doing this. You cannot, you know, sustain this for a monthly manga series.
Right. It's a shame not to get, like, art like this again, but, like, take care of yourself. Obviously the priority.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But yeah. Or maybe not monthly, but, you know, it ran frequently enough that he seemingly messed up his hands.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, moving on, though. There is a variant of the Big Head we'll have to talk about as well. Let's see, how do I want to do this? Though, the easier one to talk about actually would just be, there's a Jim Cannon Thunderbolt version. The Jim Cannon here is running with the MSV colors, so it's got, you know, like, it's got the red upper armor and red shoulders. It's almost colored like a gun cannon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love these colors. This is great.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, these are, I mean, you know, it's a Jim Cannon, right? It mentions these show up in the manga, though. I don't remember where they show up in the manga, or what they look like.
I like that the armor is...
Yeah.
I like that the armor is, like, stripped on the right side of the chest a little bit, because that's where the gun gets mounted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very good. Which, actually, funnily enough, the original Jim Cannon does do that, too.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yep. I like that MSV version of the Jim Cannon design, honestly. Like, those colors and stuff, too. Like, and that's why I like that this invokes that. Just because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out just adding more red to the Jim makes it more exciting. Yeah, it's just got sorry.
Oh, please finish your thought.
Oh, I was just going to say, its main change, though, is just adding, instead of one of the sub... It replaces the subarms with an over-the-shoulder cannon, basically. Nice. And it uses the same backpack as the normal one. But it doesn't have, like, the subarms. Though I'm wondering if it can use it, because it doesn't mention a shield here. So it probably is an optional thing.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay. There's also a design I really enjoy, which is the Jim Ground Type C.
Uh-huh.
From Thunderbolt, which I think... It's just a really good looking friend here. Oh, I copy pasted that wrong. That link won't do anything. There we go.
Oh, here we go.
So it has, like, it's such a, honestly, a cute detail that it has the Jim Sniper 2, like, visor, but it is just a couple of extra sensors and then, like, a Navy logo. It's not actually that useful. It's mostly decorative.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it's just a more streamlined, I think slightly less heavily armored version of that Thunderbolt Jim design with a new backpack, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, even the Jim Cannon doesn't change much. Like, you have the extra antennas on the head, you have that little bit of the torso armor that's changed, and then the backpack is changed so that it can, you know, fire the, or so it has the cannon over the shoulder. Other than that, it doesn't really change too much of the design, though. You know, oh, and I guess, like, the knees are different on the, on it. Like, the leg armor in general is a bit bigger on the Jim Cannon.
Yes.
But, yeah, and then for the Jim Ground Type C, though, yeah, this is a basically unique design.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fun one. I think this is a fun little guy. It's funny, too, because we actually see what it looks like without the, without that, without, like, that head visor. Because I think that's what these ones in the back are. Yeah, see?
Oh, huh. So it looks wrong.
Yeah, because it's too, because the visor's bigger.
Yeah, and it, like, it has just, like, this gap. Oh, that's funny.
It's very odd looking, but it makes sense if you just remove that whole section. It's just funny, though.
It can dock with a Corvette booster, which we've seen before, but the real thing is the float equipment.
Oh, yeah. I love the float equipment. It didn't use these in the anime, sadly. Tragic. If I remember right.
Wasted opportunity.
Yeah, that's why you get the really nice manga art of it here, because, yeah. You can also see some of the weirder proportions going on with this. This guy has long arms.
Yeah.
Like, they're not like super long, but like they're beefier than you realize, because when you see, oh wait a minute, you know, that arm is in front of the leg there, and these legs are like these giant float units. These are big arms. But yeah, I just like the detail. I like all the vents on the chest. I like the, you know, you've got the simpler shoulder armor. I do like, you know, he gets rid of all the verniers and stuff because this is for the ground forces. And yeah, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's neat. It's a neat suit.
I just think it's deeply honest of this designer to be like, oh, and here is the gym for the Marines, because of course the Marines need to have a different gym than the regular army. Look at the real world. This is true. Marines are fucking like precious little babies who need their own version of everything.
Yeah. I do like also that, so the float equipment, if I remember right, this is literally just for, I think this is, in fact, for what you think, right? It's called float equipment. I think this is for, like, being able to, like, doing, like, specific, like, water combat and stuff.
Sure. Looks like it.
You can actually, oh, here we go. This is actually where you can, oh, I wonder, I think in the manga, I'm curious. I haven't read the manga in a while because, you know, we got the animated adaptations of it, so. I will say, you can see it without the armor there, and it's so funny because the anime makes the gym ground type kind of have normal proportions. You can see in the upper left, this is not supposed to have normal proportions. Because you can see it without all the float equipment removed. This is supposed to be a fucking buff gym.
Yeah.
I also like, though, the version of it there that has the two, the shields. It looks like, the shields look similar to the ones on the Gundam, like, ground type. Like, you know, with the handle on it. But, like, you know, made bigger, and then it's got, like, side handles, which makes sense because this has backpack subarms, too. They're just not as long, because if you look at the backpack of the float unit one, you can see it there. Again, OVA version cowards, because they... this is another one where the OVA changed a bunch, because if you look at the OVA backpack, it has the details drawn there, like, those would be the subarms, but they're not. They're all one color, because it doesn't ever use the subarms in the anime, nor does it use the float equipment. That's the thing. The anime had to simplify some stuff, which I get why, but
yeah,
so much cooler in the manga. The proportions are so much cooler in the manga. Oh, and also, the other thing that you notice about the manga version that luckily the anime version did keep, it has floating shoes too. The shoes are designed in a way that if it was operating in cold or like watery environments that, yeah, they're like floats.
I mean, there's no way they're holding up the fucking weight of that thing, but...
Well, you say that, but it does have deployable rafts in the feet, too. You can see them down there.
Okay, well, that's for emergencies, though.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, in case of emergency, it just lifts up its foot. Yeah.
Yeah. I do like that it just has these, like, weird dedicated float equipment, though. I do think that's fun.
That's very cool.
Overall, though, yeah, this is, like, a weird machine, and I think... This is, like, the thing that gets lost in the anime, is that the anime has to simplify the machines, which I think is funny, because, no, I think the thing that's fun about these machines is how extra they are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on, though, there's also one last unit to talk about. It's a variant of the Gym Head one.
Yep.
Or the Gundam Head. There is just the Gundam Ground Type. The Gundam Ground Type S, as it's called. In the manga, it is not the Ground Type S, it is just the Ground Type. This is a kind of another thing about it, is, like, the anime is still trying to, like, feel like it's doing the minor measures to fit into Gundam, right? The manga has no qualms with saying, no, this is the Gundam Ground Type. And it's the same Gundam Ground Type, even though it's not the same Gundam Ground Type in appearance. Now, I'll focus on the manga version first, because more detail, and I like the manga versions more. So the head is a Gundam head, where you just have the Federation symbol right on the fucking forehead armor. Just right fucking there. You know, it's got, no V-fin, it's got a Mohawk camera, it's got two swept-back antenna, and otherwise it's a Gundam head. For the chest armor, I really like the, you know, it's mostly, like, it's the same as the Gym Thunderbolt armor and stuff. You've got some extra little, like, small handles on either side of the torso at the end. Like, the really small ones. And then you've also got a really interesting chest vent. Like, it's got, like, almost like a latticework chest vent.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Really thick cockpit block armor. The shoulders, befitting of a ground type, you've got, you know, shoulders with handles on them. Again, probably for, like, strapping it into, like, a ship or something. It does have little maneuvering thrusters, though, on the sides of the shoulder. Though, you know, not a ton of verniers overall. You've got your same style of arms with, like, you know, the wrapping, the bicep armor, the joint, the elbow armor, and then the lower arm. Pretty much the same design. You know, nothing to change there. The skirts are also similar to the gym skirts, just extra detail going on. You got these, like, little black cuts in the skirt that are removed from the anime version, which just make them into very simple skirts. But in the original version, you've got, like, vents on the skirt, on the front, on the side skirts. The legs, upper thighs are, you know, just basically panel lining details, nothing too crazy. The lower legs are very similar to the gym ones in the manga. These are actually changed for the anime, where they only have the two cuts on the armor instead of the four. Like, the four-inch armor. Which, actually, I think is not bad, because that's just a detail change. That actually, ironically enough, makes them need more special parts for this. It does have a handle on top of the knees, though, of the original version. And then you've got, like, little leg thrusters on the calves that are on both versions. For the feet, basically the same as the other feet. You've got, you know, the ankle armor, and you've got the raft-style feet. The backpack is where this gets wild. This has a ridiculous backpack.
Yeah.
So, it does have a pair of subarms that are, you know, on the backpack. You also have a pair of beam sabers, like, that you can pull over the shoulder, kind of like, you know, Gundam style. The backpack, though, is on either side, you just have these three massive thrusters on either side of the backpack, and then you've got just a bunch of blocks in the middle of the backpack. I'm trying to see if we can, if I'm wondering if these are, I think in the original design, like the manga design, I think these are ammo. Yes, these are in fact ammo packs. They simplified it again in the anime, so it's hard to really see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the manga version, when you see the handles there, and if you look at the special side one that we'll be talking about in a little bit. Yeah, these are obviously E-packs. Or maybe not E-packs, because I think... No, this is using a beam rifle. So yeah, these are E-packs. So yeah, it has the beam sabers. It does have an extended handle beam saber, which can become the beam javelin. Its version of the beam javelin is interesting, though, because... So it has, like, you know, the big tip of the beam javelin where it gets, like, you know, the big... beam, like, almost like ball shape with, like, the you know, fire coming out of it, but then it also has four emitters around the, like, the radial part of the javelin. I think it looks cool. I think it's fucking cool. I like this. I mean, I always think the beam javelin's cool. It's goofy, but I think it's fun. It's also funny to me that for all that Odagaki, you know, seems like he's trying to go for, like, this, like, weird level of realism, he also, like, does just draw off, like, stuff from First Gundam that he really likes, though, like the beam javelin and stuff. Like, he's a land of contrast, right? Like, some people look at the Thunderbolt designs and can be dismissive because they're like, oh, he's just trying to do realistic Gundam, that's boring. But then he does do shit like, oh, I'm gonna also give it, like, the beam javelin, which the beam javelin is always ridiculous. I'm sorry, but it is.
And he makes it look cooler, honestly. Like, I have always not liked the way the beam javelin looked like a ball with three random spikes poking out of it. In 0079 it works because that's the art style, but anywhere else you use it, it looks a little weird.
Yeah.
And this redraw of it to have, like, little vents for, like, side, like, for blocking strikes and stuff is, like, silly and good.
Mm-hmm. I actually really like this beam rifle design, too, actually. It's a very minimalist beam rifle.
It's interesting because it has, like, a top-loading... I'm trying to figure out exactly what it's reminding me of, because there's a very specific design, the way the E-Pack is. I was thinking, like, it's like a Fabrique Nationale design, but I can't figure it out. It's not the P90. Where it has an E-Pack that, like, you slap on the top and then has a little handle for, like, peeling it off when you're done. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it also... The interesting thing with this is it has the sub-handle from the... Gundam beam rifle, like the original Gundam beam rifle, where it's got the thick sub handle, which is just an interesting choice again, just like a weird one. Because it's not like, you know, normally you would be like, oh, okay, are they going to put a realistic sub-handle? No, it's got, like, the thick one that the first Gundam also uses. Square barrel, though, like, for most of the barrel, but then it's got, like, the tip is, like, a standard beam rifle. Really interesting shape, though, overall. Like, and it feels minimalistic mainly just because it doesn't have a visible camera on it.
Yeah.
And it not having the visible sensor just makes it feel very minimalist, even though it's... It basically is just the original Gundam beam rifle with a more square, like, barrel, and then an E-pack on top. And yeah. Very interesting, though. So, yeah, the backpack has a bunch of, you know, extra E-packs on it. It's got the subarms. It does mention the subarms can also mount the beam rifle, the shield, or any additional weapons. Just, you know, you have options. For where you want your equipment to be. You know, we see it also just wielding the shield in the arm. See, it makes sense, though, on the ground. Wielding the shield on your normal arm instead of the subarm on the ground makes sense. But I could also see why you would maybe want the gun on the subarm on the ground, because then you can, like, you know, you could free up your arm for instance, blocking something. Like,
What if you could instead have your two subarms on your backpack use the beam sabers to cut the jungle out of your way as you advance?
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Be a silly thing to do, but you could.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a fun design overall, though. There is a custom variant of this, the Monica Custom. This is from the manga, which is Mobile Suit Gundam Thunderbolt Side Story, Sean the Sand Rat. Which is a like one of the weirder side stories. It's not actually by... the story and script is by Otogaki. Okay, no, then what's the one... There's another Thunderbolt side story that I think is not by Otogaki, and I can't remember what it is now. Fuck. Okay, so this one is actually still by Otogaki.
Oh, I'm looking at the Sean goof right now. This is interesting, huh? Can't talk about this right now, but...
Yeah. My favorite thing from this manga is, specifically, I personally really like this gun tank. I think this gun tank fucking rules. But, you know, we'll have to save that
for... Oh, damn! For wow!
They gave it arms. Yeah. They gave it arms. It's a gun tank, too! But instead of, like... It's a gun tank, too, but they gave it arms!
It's a gun tank, too, colon Hildorfer.
It's so fucking cool! Anyway... Not about that, though. So the Monica Custom, though, mostly it's a color variant. Does have some interesting changes, though, that I think are neat.
Does it?
Well, namely, look at the shield. I love that it has handles all over the shield.
Yeah, I guess that's
because true. That way, you know, if the subarms need to grab it from, like, a different position. Just minor stuff like that. Adds an extra bar over the crotch. And the... armor is slightly different. It's more square at the bottom of the crotch. It's got kind of like a bigger jutting out part. The knee armor is also changed a little bit. The four bumps are smaller, and then it's got an extra panel line detail. And other than that, that's basically it. It's just some minor, you know, details for this being like a little custom unit. Piloted by Monica Bianchi. We don't have an article for whoever that is, though, so anyway. All right, well, that's the Thunderbolt Gym. Much smaller episode because there's not a lot of Thunderbolt Gyms. I was going to try to see if there's any more, but I don't think there is. No, not really. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, there is one, actually, that is only in the OVA. This is not in the manga. There is a gym... So, in the manga, I believe they use the gym ground type C in this section for everything. Oh, I think this replaces the float equipment, probably. Gym marine type. Which, sadly, they didn't do a kit of, even though they bothered making a whole new design for the anime. Which, again, this is simpler than the manga designs, but I actually think this is a pretty cool idea. It's got, you know... The chest vents are a bit more like the original Gundam style one, with though they have the outer vents rather than inner vents, so I guess they're more Mark II-ish. The shoulders are kind of like the
I mean, this is all okay. Take on the Aqua Gym.
Aqua Gym, right. I was like, what is the gym water type called again? It's Aqua Gym. It is.
Someone has not shoulders. Been playing GBO2.
I don't play at a cost where I will run into Aqua Gyms.
Same.
Sorry. But yeah. So it is like the Aqua Gym shoulders, you know, you've got the thrusters on the bottom. The other major design change, though, you've got like these, the legs are really cool on this. I actually really like these legs. You've got water intake parts on the knees there. And then on the back, you've got, you know, like the water, the aqua jets, that I assume is what those are. Same with the backpack, actually. Same design on the backpack as like the legs have, which I think is kind of neat. I just like that parallel there. And it's got like little wings on the side of the legs, I presume, for just stabilizing in the water. Mm-hmm. And it's got a really weird gun. Though the gun shape actually makes sense, I guess, right? If you're going through water, to have like a very thin gun like that, because then you're getting less resistance from the gun.
Yeah, have you ever seen like modern needle guns?
No.
Give me a minute while you talk amongst yourselves. I will fly. Okay, this didn't take that long at all. Look at this fucking thing. Once it uploads, this is the APS.
Okay. Oh, that looks like that would be horrible to be shot by.
Oh yeah, not pleasant. Not pleasant. But it's mainly like, I think specifically, I would say it's the magazine is sort of the giveaway. Magazines on needle guns look weird as shit.
Yeah. So, this is a Soviet underwater rifle. Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Neat. This has like a similar design though, like the very flat design, and it launches solid metal needles that can pierce armors, which makes sense because you're underwater. I think that for this being an OVA design, again, it is definitely more simple than the existing Thunderbolt gems, but I think they did nail the idea of the style of Thunderbolt stuff with it. I kind of wish that Odagaki would have just drawn his own take on this, because I would want to see that. Because I think Odagaki draws, you know what, look at the, I mean, you've seen the Thunderbolt, I think we even talked about it, right? The Thunderbolt Zagok, right? Did we talk about that at one point?
Yes, I think we did.
He has some very, interesting ideas with what to do with, like, proportions and stuff, especially on aquatic suits, and even the Thunderbolt ONA version Zagok, was actually not as cool as the manga version. I'd want to see his take on, like, the Jim Marine type here, though. Mm-hmm. Now, these get chumped on in the movie. It's funny, because, like, it does mention, like, oh, yeah, no, the needle gun could, in fact, like, you know, destroy amphibious mobile suits. This gets fucked up, though, because, basically, what they do is, while they are deployed under the water, they're in the Arctic, and a bunch of Zagoks fire missiles onto the, icebergs that are above them and start shattering the ice, and so they have to start maneuvering them around the ice, and a bunch of them start getting crushed by the broken up icebergs as they sink, which horrible way to go, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't seem great.
You know, not a lot of good ways to die, but that's definitely not a good one.
You're a couple more aquatic pistols here. This is weird looking guns. This is making them weird.
Yeah. All right. So that should be, now that should actually be it for our Thunderbolt Gems.
Yeah.
What's a fun episode? Who requested this?
This was a request from Emrys.
Okay, cool, cool. Couldn't remember if you mentioned earlier, so.
No, I didn't. Thank you for prompting me. I forgot.
Yeah. All right. Well, six, I guess we are at the end.
I guess so.
Where can people find you on the internet, Six?
You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR. That's where you would send any questions or comments for any Scanline shows. Also, requests for this one, if you want to get something on the air. You can also find my work at ScanlineMedia.com or Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia. What about you, Dylan?
You can find me at LowPolyRobot on Twitter.com, as well as on co-host. And yeah. Oh, minor Odagaki thing before we end, though, Six, just because I'm curious. So, I believe, let me see, I believe, Odagaki did a Fang of the Sun Dugrum manga as well, and while I normally don't like the Max Factory, model kits as much as, like, Motoroid and stuff when it comes to Good Smile and model kits, I will say, you can see the Get Truth version on the left. That's Odagaki's take on the Dugrum. I quite like it.
Yeah, that's cool.
And even this model, one, it's cheaper than you would think. It is only about $25, I think. Which, you know, it's like a high grade, but better deal than you sometimes get for these Max Factory kits and these Good Smile kits. And it's just a good-looking Dugrum. I just think it's fun that Odagaki did Dugrum, though. Because it does feel like something he would, you know, also like to do. Because, you know, Dugrum, I would say, is probably crunchier. It is crunchier than Gundam with, like, that kind of detail, so. Mm-hmm. Here's some art of it.
Friend.
Yeah. Dugrum's a friend. I love the weird canopy head. Anyway, alright. Yeah, and I guess that's it. Do we have a sign-off for Thunderbolt?
I've been possessed. Peace. Mune wa laurete mo kauki laurete mo haza mu kaurete mo itsuka wa Kamisama ni mirale konya mo zange ga kikoe nai sonle ga blue. Let them all daki tarin ne shi.